Okay, I've been teasing these stories you write because, once again, you know, you're supposed to write about dollars and cents, but you write about human drama. I love what you write. So tell me about the story of this condo at Water Tower Place. These guys bought it. They were going to flip it. And then they got sued by their downstairs neighbor.
And I didn't get to speak to the downstairs neighbor or their attorney. So all I know is what the lawsuit says. The lawsuit by the other side
says. Good point.
But what it appears is that we live downstairs. You're rehabbing the condo upstairs from us, which prior to your rehab was empty for a few years because the previous owners died.
Yeah.
We like the quiet. So we sue.
It was nearly sold for more than $2 million.
It was
right?
Nearly
they
sold.
Said a week, right. They say a week away.
They had it under contract. They were about to close. Lawsuit comes in saying you're using the wrong kind of flooring, et cetera. Which brings everything to a halt, gets the buyer cancels, and it turns out that the flooring had been approved by the Homeowners Association, which is really how these things work in a big building like Water
right.
Tower. These are the floors you can use. These are the materials that are sound deadening enough.
No tap dancing, things like that. Right.
Exactly. And so then it works its way through the courts for a few years, and the condo stays empty because, you know, buyers aren't going to come in while there's a court case hanging over it. And then when they finally do, when the case is dismissed, as was sort of expected from the beginning, the flippers go ahead and sell the condo for $1.1 million.
Market's cooled
less.
Off quite a bit.
Market has cooled off. It was right before, it was during the sort of dead zone for
right,
the downtown
right.
condo market, and they sell for $1.1 million less. And so now they are suing back at the original, those homeowners, those condo owners, saying, look, you know, you dragged this out intentionally. And so their allegation is that you intentionally kept this place quiet, empty, to keep it quiet. And once again,
and now they've moved.
And in the meantime, right, they sold and moved on as well. And the problem is, you know, I haven't spoken to the people who sued from the other condo, so I don't know this for sure, but those are the allegations in the lawsuit that you just wanted us to keep this place quiet.
It's just a great story. I know, I love that one. And there's another one here. Okay, this story that about a house built in the 1880s on the Gold Coast. Oh my God, I had no idea. There. So, you know, it's typical when there's an artistic or a historic building that the outside is protected. You know, you can't do anything. But there are, what, three or four properties in all of Illinois where the inside is protected?
Yeah. Well, there are seven, but there are three of them that are private homes.
Okay.
This is one of them. So this couple buys a mansion on the Gold Coast that was built in the 1880s. It's been on the market for several years. The prices come down a couple $1 million. They buy it. They move in. And only after they buy the home do they find out that it has this very rare thing, and interior easement. They can't change the inside of the house as well as an exterior easement, as you described.
So what does that mean? That means they can't paint the walls a different color?
I believe they can paint the walls,
okay.
But they couldn't, for example, if they wanted to, they couldn't pull all this old, beautiful old carved wood off the walls.
Okay.
They haven't said they want to. If they wanted to pull out...
Yeah, but you spend 2.9, you know, you want to do what you want to do.
You want to be... Yeah.
Put a flat screen in there somewhere.
Exactly, yeah. Right. And, well, and the other thing is these easements also, I think the reason they found it is that there's an easement that says you can't build on top or behind the house. So, once again, unfortunately, with these lawsuits, people don't talk to me. I can really only write from the suit. So I don't know what these homeowners wanted to do, whether they wanted to change anything about the house, but it's only after they get in that they find out they can't change anything about the house. They're one of three houses in Illinois where that is true.
That is just amazing.
Yeah. And so their argument is not that there shouldn't be an easement. They're not suing to get the easement removed. They're suing their title company because when you buy, you know, there's a search. Is there anything attached to this house? Is there a lien from a contractor,
sure.
from a divorce, whatever it is? And it wasn't turned up.
I got a lot of favorite phrases in this story, but here's one of my favorite phrases. Florida-based Chicago Title.
Yeah, I have to say that in
Chicago
the
Title is based in Florida.
Was bought by they still use the name Chicago Title, or the Chicago
right.
unit still uses the name Chicago Title, but they are based in Jacksonville. Sorry, in Florida, either Jacksonville or Miami.
Get it right. We need to know that.
Sorry. Yeah.
So what do we need to know about these other the other homeowners who have interior easements or protections? They know, right?
They do, and they're both properties where it was arranged as part of the restoration. One was a David Adler house that was moved off of one property in Winnetka, and the people who were moving it agreed to give a, to give this easement to Landmarks Illinois. The other is a house, I think you and I might have talked about it, it's a house in River Forest that was made out of an old women's club, and it has as sort of its main room is an auditorium, and so that auditorium is protected.
Yeah, I remember that,
You can't change that. So these are things where people, well, actually, I should say these are people where the homeowners agreed to landmark it. The same is true of this one on the Gold Coast, but the agreement was in 1989, and then more than 20 years later when they're selling, it wasn't mentioned in the listing. It's not mentioned in the real estate listing. Whether that was intentional, we don't know.
Wow.
But then the title company doesn't find, so there's no mention of it publicly, and then the title company in a private search doesn't find it, and after we move in, we find out somebody else has control over what we can do to the inside of our home.
Okay, when I'm doing one of these shows, I get up in the morning, I find a guy like you, and I read everything that you've written over the past 10 days or two
Thank
weeks.
You.
Yeah. And then, damn it, by the time I'm here, you put three more stories up.
Today was a big day.
Today was a big day. Okay. A house sold, the most expensive house in the city sold today?
$15.5 million.
Wow.
Yeah. So one sold for, $12.55 million. I apologize. $12.55 million.
Because $15 would have been ridiculous.
Well, they had it on the market for $15.
Oh, okay.
They put it on the market at $15, and I interviewed them then, but they have moved to Australia, so I wasn't able to interview them after they sold it. It was $12.55 million. We had a sale at $12.5 million earlier this year. That was the most anybody had paid for a single house in the Chicago area since 2015, and now it's been eclipsed by this $12.55.
And was it today also, I didn't bring it in with me, or was it earlier that condo sales have skyrocketed again in the city? Because we've talked about this quite a bit.
Yeah, that was also today. Yeah, that was, so I got a lot of monthly data today for November. And when you look, so over the past several months, that big boom that we were having earlier in the year started to fade a little bit. Well, in November, it was back.
Mm-hmm.
Big price increases, big increase in the median price of homes sold. And all of that in November 2021 is on top of an enormous increase in November 2020. So we're looking at, you know, standing on the shoulders of big improvements with more increases. And the primary part of the increase was condos. If it hadn't been for the surge in condo sales, the number of home sales would be down from a year before, and condo prices are also rising faster than anything else. And the reason I find that significant is you go out on the street when you leave here, and you are going to find people who tell you nobody wants to live downtown
right.
anymore.
But they do.
The numbers don't say that. The numbers say that buyers are picking up condos left and right.
All right, let's leave it there. Cheering for the city. Dennis Rodkin. Read more at ChicagoBusiness.com. Always nice to see you, Dennis.
Thanks, Steve.